then that means the Father also, the Spirit. You know, we talked about the kingdom of God being within you. How does that work? Well, it's past physical understanding. I mean, physical understanding, human knowledge, physical reality and human knowledge. We don't understand it. But I think at some point, we should at least challenge ourselves to believe that this is true. And it's not just, quote, spiritual, you know, like everybody tries to make everything out because we don't see it, we don't experience, we don't fully walk in it. We try to say, well, it doesn't really mean what it actually says, or I had many people tell me, you know, you can't take that literally. Well, then what's the point, really? If it's not true, then how can it be true? What? Well, that's what people do. They go through there and say, well, I'll take this part, but I won't take that part. And usually it's just like, I've never experienced this, so it must not be true. And that's judging the Word of God by your experience, and that's not a good idea. So, in that moment, it was like I could hear Jesus and realize I became aware of the idea that He really is in me. He is living in me. And those words coming out of my mouth, those are His words. Do you think the Father hearkens to the voice of the Son? Well, then that means we're one. Then why wouldn't He listen to you? If it's coming out from Him and you, why would He treat you any differently than He would treat Him? Mark, I just never. I know, but we should. It won't hurt you to believe that these things are true and to stretch your mind, if you will, as well as your faith. I mean, it was a surreal moment. I'm not sure how long it lasted, but I know it was just like all of a sudden, it was in that instant, it was perfectly reasonable. Perfectly reasonable for me to be like almost looking inside me, and there is Jesus speaking to His Father, and the Father is hearing, you know, yes, of course my angels will take care of you. Over in the 119th Psalm, y'all got time for this? Over in the 119th Psalm, I believe it's maybe the 101st verse, right after it says, your word is a lamp to my feet, it lights my path. That song Sean did, Lamp to My Feet, is just so wonderful because that verse of scripture has been so precious to me for so many years. Your word is a lamp to my feet that lights my path. And then the next verse says, I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep your righteous judgment. And as I would go through there, usually I start around the 89th verse and go through that in my mind, watching, you know, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in the heaven, and your faithfulness to all generations, you have established the earth and it remains. And I'm going through all that stuff. And it's just so powerful. And then when I get to that part, for years, I would try to stop there. You know, your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. And it was like my mouth wouldn't listen to my brain, and it would, and I would hear myself saying, I have sworn and will perform it that I will keep your righteous judgment. And I'd stop and go, I haven't done that. I mean, there's been stuff in my life I've done that wasn't right. You know, I didn't keep it. And it's like my brain is having conversation with my mouth, and my mouth's going, I just do what I'm told. And the brain's going, well, who told you? Because we can't lie here. We're before God. I mean, my goodness, boy, right? And then, you know, the next time he come around, you know, Lord, you're the lamp to my feet, the light to my path. It's warning, will perform. Stop that. And then one day, this is years ago, one day I just went, wait a minute. These things being spoken here are really, again, messianic stuff. Oh, how I love your instruction. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all of my teachers. I understand more than the ancients because I meditate on your testimonies. See, like that's not me, right? But where's Jesus? Okay, so actually when David wrote those things, I really believe that, when David wrote those things, they weren't just him. I don't think David was going around going, I understand more than everybody. But guess who did? Jesus could say, I have more understanding than all of my teachers because your testimonies are my meditation. Understand more than the anxious because I keep your judgments. That's what it said. He could say that. He understood more than the anxious. He was there in the beginning with God. He is the very word of God. He is the logos, the plan, the design, the purpose, the intent of God. That's him. Yeah, I mean, you know, so that's another one of those places, and that was years ago, but I just want, you know, everything about this morning is going to be encouraging. I just want to encourage you, like, take your faith out for a walk every now and then, you know? Let it sniff the flowers and run around a little bit, because there's a lot of wonderful things. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day. In fact, Scott and I were talking about it as well. In my being, inside me, in my mind even, I am very excited, just energized about where we are in the earth at this time. I believe that we're going to see some things in ways that we haven't seen before. That really the old ways, not that they that things have been bad or wrong or anything like that, but they're just going to give way to some new things. And we can't go there if we're not willing to let him take us there. You understand what I'm saying?